or you should love your brother as you love yourself. Is that right? So love was a commandment. All right. If there's a stone here at the door, a commandment saying it's out your love, don't you know if long as one is thinking of loving the thing that they have to remove, they don't have the strength to remove it? So this is the enslaving power. This is the power that keeps the mind down in Christianity. That belief that you should love. So if you start out on the right road and begin to make progress toward explaining, toward uncovering the diabolic scheme or the wickedness that has been put over on the church people, this commandment is going to stop you. You're not going to do this. Love. Be like Jesus. Don't attack. Don't knock things down. Don't curse people. Don't condemn the world. Love the enemy. Love the sinner. So you'll never be able to expose it, because love is going to hold you back. But the book says that Christ is going to return. And when he returns, he's going to be angry. He ain't going to be coming back with no whole lot of love. He's going to be angry and ready to shed blood. Is that what the book says? So he's going to come back and he's going to drench his garments in the blood of the wicked. He's going to come back with a sword. He's going to flame the wicked. Is that right? So in order for him to undo this thing, he can't come back with love. Love accepts you. Love will weaken you. How can I do a job for God if my heart is for the person that I have to correct or reform? I have to give my heart to God. If I give my heart to Almighty God, then I can deal with you. I can love God with all my heart and cut your head off. Not because I hate you, but I hate what you're doing to God's work. Is that right? So if the world is to be corrected, if things are to be set straight, someone has to come to life and has to understand that it's beginning in material. The Christian world wants to bring people by first calling them to spiritualism. That's wrong. God didn't start the world like that. God didn't bring no baby from the womb asking for a prayer or a sermon. That baby asked for some milk. Is that right? The first thing it asked for is something to feed its physical body. Likewise for the human society. The first thing you need is for your physical needs to be taken care of. When someone begins taking care of your physical needs, then you begin to learn how to say thank you. And as we grow, we learn, we come awake in our mind, look up, we learn how to say thanks, how to appreciate. And with the moral and the physical, we have some kind of balance. If we become too physical, we lose that balance. If we become all moral and forget about the physical needs, we still will lose the balance. A person that's all pure and holy, but don't care for a decent home to live in, decent clothes to wear, and decent food to eat, pretty soon, they lose their image in the society. And no matter how good they are, who they going to reach? Nobody want to listen to them. Is that right? So they die in the society because they forgot our first principle. And that is that you should take care of your physical needs. God did that for man. He made the man, and he provided for his physical needs. And after providing for his physical needs, then he led him in to higher development. Is that right? All right. So I hope that you have gotten some understanding from these things and realize that the world is a big power. And the power is possessed, is owned by a certain leadership. And that leadership has the knowledge. We are the light of this world. We exist outside of the body of the cow, but use the cow. The milk is for the baby. The dung is for the corrupted. Well, the Quran mentions this, you know. We're going to get to that. Well, the Quran is very beautiful in its description of this cow. It says, in the body of the cow flow both milk and dung, side by side. Because the dung doesn't pollute the milk, and the milk doesn't reach the dung. This is so sad. We hope to go into this sometime. But for today, I think we've carried your imagination far enough. We've taken a trip all the way to Egypt. Remember them talking about lucky clovers with a three-leaf clovers and they have hidden many things from us, but now it's all revealed. They don't rule us anymore. They're all praise due to Allah. So I'm going to end this with a reading from Psalm. Psalm chapter horns and hoofs. So what is being said here with these two verses? It is this, that that order of people who think that they work for God by enslaving the masses of the world and limiting the development of the world are not really doing a service to God by giving a God sacrifice and a cow for God, a bull, a bullock for God, which is explained in this way. That society, if we can capture society and control it without their knowledge, when we control society, we limit the spread of their wicked ways, our spread of their corruption. We control them. We give them to God and religion, and we keep them in check. So in this way, we sacrifice the world to God. Now remember that Satan thought he was working for God. So Satan said, if they don't come, say, if they don't follow me and submit that I am the inheritor of the world, then I will capture them by design of peace and get them in my hand, and then I will sacrifice them to God. So this is the whole world being looked at as a cow. And the leaders are sacrificing the whole world and thinking they're sacrificing the world to God. But when God looked at this, he sees an animal. Human society wasn't meant to be an animal. It was meant to be a man and a woman. Is that right? It wasn't meant to have horns. An animal defends himself with horns out of his head. A man defends himself with moral truth. Is that right? It is moral truth that a man needs to defend himself with. But here is an animal here that has to defend itself with faith. And this is the nature of society. There's law to force the people to submit. And when the people can't get along with each other, they take a gun and shoot each other's brains out. You see? So it's an animal society, and David is saying here that I understand the plan of Jacob, how he planned to give the world to God as a cow sacrifice. But God appreciates perfect praise, submission, glorify him, magnify him. Don't say Israel is great. Don't say Israel is God's chosen, and that the world is coming into Israel's hand as an inheritance. Say that God is king, and the world is coming into God's hand. For God is the inheritor. Is that right? You see, this is what David is saying. This also shall please God. Praise and magnifying him with thanksgiving. Which also shall please God better than an ox or a bullock that has horn and hoof. It is beautiful if you understand it. How here these words are put in the mouth of David, and the prophet is showing his contempt and his character over the condition of the world that has taken diabolic mind, has taken the world and made it a cow, looking at it and using it and feeding the filth and the waste part, the cheap part, to the ignorant people, and giving the better part to the better class of people, and them themselves, they stand outside of the whole thing and rule it at a distance. I thank you. I hope you got some understanding from this. As-salamu alaykum.
We want to say to the registered Muslims, we'd like you to hold your seat. And for our guests, if you could be patient, and you've been patient for quite a while, we just have a few brief announcements, and you could show the respect to say for prayer. I would like to say that on your way out, we have the announcements. They're being handled, they'll be passed out. And we'd like to ask everyone please to read the announcement that'll be given out. So very quickly, what we'd like to do is have the closing prayer. All registered Muslims remain behind. We'd like to march throughout the country to make sure you call in your report on the special zakat collection for Secretary Fahim. Okay, what we'd like to do, how many brothers or sisters are here for your first time, never been here before? Very good. Now, on your way in, you receive a little card. It's an acceptance card. If you believe what you heard from the Honorable Wallace B. Muhammad to be true, and you would like to become a part of the Nation of Islam, the Body of Christ, we'd like for you to take that card, sign your name and address. If you need a pen or pencil, you can raise your hand. And if you would like to become a part of the Nation of Islam, if you're under 18, you need a signature of your parents. But if you would like to become a part of the Nation of Islam, you sign that card, and you can turn it into one of the brother secretaries or sister secretaries on your way out. If there's anyone who would like to sign a card, raise your hand if you need a pen or pencil. Okay, I would like to say to our brothers and sisters, we have mosque meetings here every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Now, next Friday night, you will be able to see part one of this videotape that was made this afternoon. If you felt that you want to go over it again, very beautiful wisdom that the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad gave us will be shown next Friday night here at the mosque. We have a meeting here Wednesday, and then again next Sunday at 2 p.m. Okay? Outstretched in this manner, head slightly bowed, follow me in the Muslim prayer. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, for all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the Beneficent, the Merciful, sole master of this day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we serve, and thee alone do we beseech for thy aid. Guide us on the right path of those upon whom thou hast restored favor, not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray after they have heard thy teaching. For thee, Allah is one God, Allah is in whom nothing is independent but upon whom we all depend. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten, and none is like thee. And I bear witness that nothing or no one deserves to be served or worshipped besides thee. I mean, brothers and sisters, Christmas. We want to thank our visitors very much for coming out and being with us this afternoon. We look forward to seeing you again at Muhammad's Mosque. We'd like all registered Muslims to hold your seats. We have a business meeting that will just be a few minutes. Thank you.